Good morning. Welcome to the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. This week we've been talking about being thankful for one another. And a real focus is on being thankful for all of the one another's. And those that first come to mind that we are genuinely thankful for almost naturally. And those that, well, we may not be thankful at first thought. But God's desire is that we would be thankful. Looking at the passage out of the first chapter of 1 Corinthians. And going through 2 Corinthians in the preaching series David Honeycutt is doing at Deer Run. But 1 Corinthians kind of sets the tone, so to speak, of who the Corinthians are. And when we learn about their joys and their triumphs and their struggles and the disappointments, I think it brings more fullness when Paul writes to them and says that he is thankful for them. And when we learn to be thankful for one another, then we learn to look at what God is doing in their life. We learn to look at what God has done in their life. We learn to consider what God will do in their life. And when we look at especially our brothers and sisters in Christ and we recognize them as children of God with us, then our thankfulness ought to flow not out of how nice they are to us, not out of what they can do for us, what they have done for us, but out of what God has done in their life. And that's our focus this week, is being thankful for one another because of God's work. God's work in us, but also God's work in them. And today we're going to talk specifically about being thankful for God's testimony in others. Paul writes to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 1, verse 6, and he says, because our testimony about Christ was confirmed in you. As I read that, I wonder, who was the first person that told you about Jesus? Now, I suspect that for some hearing this today, there's a person that comes to mind immediately. For some of us, I grew up going to church. I was likely in church the first Sunday after I was born. And knowing about Jesus just seems like a part of life that has always been. My mom and dad talked about Jesus. They told me about Jesus. They would read me Bible stories about Jesus. My Sunday school teachers, the preachers that I would hear on Sunday mornings and Sunday evenings. And so it's difficult to really, for me, to pin down a specific individual. I suspect it's my mom and dad that were telling me about Jesus before anyone else. But there have been many who have told me about Jesus, many that have taught me, as Priscilla and Aquila did, the way more accurately. They've explained Scripture, as Philip did with the Ethiopian eunuch, and sat down and explained to him from where he was at in God's Word to the good news about Jesus. And especially when we're considering brothers and sisters in Christ, we ought to be thankful that God's testimony has been confirmed in their life. The testimony of Jesus Christ. While Jesus was on earth, he talked about his testimony, and a testimony about yourself doesn't carry all that much weight, but he had the testimony of his Father. And what a joy it is to every one of us when we look at one another and see the testimony of Christ being lived out. Even when we're not there yet, even when we stumble and when we fall, we see the testimony of Christ offering hope and forgiveness and love. You see, that's what Paul was thankful for the Corinthians, and one of the many things he was thankful about for the Corinthians was that the testimony he had shared with them about Jesus was being confirmed in their life. Was it being confirmed perfectly? No, read 1st and 2nd Corinthians. They still dealt with sin. They still struggled. They still had issues. But I'm guessing you do as well. I know I do. But we can still look at one another and see the testimony of Jesus being confirmed by a life that is not only been changed, but is changing. A transformation process that is making us more and more into the likeness of Christ. And while we likely can't see those differences day to day or week to week, they're happening. It's why we look at our children and we turn around and say, how did they get to be this old? How did they get to be this tall? How did they get to be this mature? How did they get to be whatever? It's because it was a day-by-day gradual process that you really couldn't see until you see the results. You saw stages along the way, but it was difficult to look and say, they gained this much today and this much the next day. And that's often the way it is with our Christian walk. We want those immediate results. It's like a Facebook meme going around about, I tried to diet once, but after 30 minutes of exercise, I hadn't lost any weight, and so I quit. And as silly as that sounds, we kind of expect that kind of results in people, at least in others. But living with a thankfulness for God's testimony in others says that we look at them and we see the good news about Jesus confirmed in their life because they responded to it. Because they're seeking Him. Because their sins have been washed away. Because they're living in forgiveness. And because they're growing. As we look around and we consider the people that we know, and especially as we consider those that have chosen Jesus, we have something to be thankful for. We have a number of things to be thankful for. But one is that testimony of Jesus being alive in their life. But I think we look at that and we say, well, what if I don't see it? Well, that's part of our job. Is to look. But it's to encourage one another. It's to use God's word to teach and to admonish, to instruct. But before we do that, it's probably imperative that we look at our own life and ask, do others see a confirmation of the testimony about Jesus in my life? I want that in others. I want to be thankful that I can notice a changed life in the people around me. But do they see it in me? Do they see it in you? Do those that you work with? To those who have shared Jesus with you over the years? Do they have reason to be thankful that the testimony about Jesus is confirmed in your life? What would happen if every one of us recognized that change is taking place because we're pursuing Christ? What would happen if we were more thankful for one another? Again, not because of what they've done for us, but because of what Christ has done for them. You see, today as we spend time praying, I would encourage you to grow in thankfulness that the testimony about Jesus has influenced the lives of the people around you. And pray that that testimony about Jesus would always be clear by the way you live and by the way you speak. And that you can grow in thankfulness as you see that testimony confirmed in the lives of people that you share it with. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to yourself and has given us, through your children, various testimonies about Jesus. You yourself have given us the greatest testimony about Jesus in your word. You've shown us who he is. Your spirit convicts us and teaches us and helps us to understand. And Father, as we live life sharing that testimony about Jesus, may we take a serious look at how we're doing that. May we take a serious look about if we're doing that. Help us to be more effective, more deliberate in sharing that testimony about Jesus at every opportunity that we have. As Peter would say, to do so with gentleness and respect. But God, as we share that testimony, and as we know that testimony is being shared by others, may we grow in thankfulness for one another. And may part of that foundation of thankfulness be that the testimony about Jesus is evident in their life. It's confirmed by their response to him. It's seen by the way they're growing. At whatever rate that happens to be, it's seen by their love for you, their love for Jesus, their love for one another. God, as we pray, we continue to pray. I continue to pray for those that are caught up in the midst of conflict. Anything from the interpersonal conflicts that go on among people day to day to the conflicts of war, the conflicts of persecution. I think of those in Ukraine that are defending their homes and their livelihoods and their way of life. I think of those even in Russia that are perplexed as to what's going on. I think of those that are the aggressors. You've told us to pray for our enemies. I believe that includes the enemies of others as well. I pray that you would bring great confusion to those that are wanting war, to those that are initiating attacks, to those that lead these attacks. I pray that your Spirit would offer direction for your church and your children in the midst of these conflicts. That they would continue to live as those who, in whom the testimony of Jesus is confirmed by the way they respond to those they love and by the way they respond to their enemies. Father, may you resolve what only you can. May you protect those in Ukraine that are just wanting to live another day. Father, for those in, of your children that are persecuted simply because they follow you and they lift the name of Jesus in worship and honor, may you continue to give your Spirit of courage. May you soften the hearts of those that are persecuting, that their hearts would be changed, that their minds would think differently about you, that they would see the testimony of Jesus confirmed and even in those that they mistreat. And seeing that testimony of Jesus would bring about a change in their life. Father, today, help us to be more thankful for one another. Help us to look beyond what we normally see to notice how you're working in the lives of the people around us. May we be thankful for your presence in their lives, for your love for them, and for the evidence of testimony of Jesus at work in their life. And Father, together as we live with a greater attitude of thankfulness, may we be deliberate about lifting up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Wednesday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.